So you understand that this is not the best king, right? Forces another people, fighting with them, killing them just for a lady that you saw the picture? This is the king, remember. Means what? Means I'm talking about you. Whenever I create a personality in my stories with a very sharp shortcoming and stuff like that, I'm talking about you. You're like this. Okay, he sent the army. The general went over there and succeeded to get the lady. He brought it back. In the path, they were resting, and the lady is in the tent, and the general and sex. They had sex. Then the day after, the general became, I did the wrong thing. So, you know what? Please don't say anything to the king, because that way I will be in danger. And you don't hate me, do you? And the lady didn't. Why should I? Okay. So that was where we stopped at this story. Then he stopped everything and insisted that, listen, what I'm talking here is something very special. Should go in your ears. Don't let it pass by that, okay, I'm telling this story. Be careful. I'm actually drawing some pictures and some stuff to show you the problem in you. So be careful. Before going to the next step of the story, let's hear some explanation here. He will start with an argument that some people will bring in now that we are talking like this. Let us start with that. You are the guilty one. Read it.
The argument of those who disbelieve in the afterlife, and a demonstration of the weakness of that argument, since their argument amounts to, we do not see any other than this.
Did you hear the explanation? Says, okay, there are a group of people, they don't really care about the future. They care about now. Down with the future. Now I want to have my comfort, the hell with the next generation. Why should I care? There are these explanations. Yes.
This is his argument. He says at every moment, if there were anything else, I should have seen it. If a child does not see the various aspects of reason, will a rational person ever abandon reason? And if a rational person does not see the various aspects of love, the auspicious moon of love does not wane.
Okay, very simple. As short as it could be. To explain what? Say, listen, there are these people that say, oh, you're talking about something that we cannot see, and you're talking about those future, blah, 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 blah. That doesn't exist. He said, okay. Two examples here. First, the children, they don't have the logic. Should we let go of logic? Second, there are you, logical people who don't understand love. Should we give up? Because that's the same. The same that the children, they don't have the logic. You don't have the capacity of understanding love, because love is beyond the logic. Remember? That was the name of that school of thought. Beyond the logic. That's what it is. Yes.
Joseph's beauty was not seen by the eyes of his brethren. When did it disappear from the heart of Jacob?
Exactly. He jumps on heart here. Joseph is beautiful. To whom? Nowadays we understand that when you say somebody is pretty, you don't mean a beautiful human being. When you say somebody is pretty, you are looking at your race actually and imagining someone in your race. When you say, oh, a very beautiful, handsome man, you are not talking about those Australian natives. And they are very grateful, all of that, but not to you. This is the trick of beauty. What is beautiful? This is the question that in all art schools they ask and nobody has the answer. And everybody will give a silly answer because that's the game. Because nobody knows what causes and how inspiration comes to one person. One person could make a music that now for generations nobody is even comparable to Ludwig von Beethoven or Mozart. What is that? Here you say beauty is in the eye of human being. Have you seen an animal sitting down and enjoying the beauty of a sunset? No. We do it because something is there. The source is beauty. Here you will say, but the Joseph is not beautiful to the brothers. Why? Jealous. They're jealous, so they don't even get the beauty. They don't, it's not that they know he's beautiful and they appreciate it and all of that, but okay, let's kick him out. They hate him. The beauty doesn't work over there. Why? Let's go back to book one. Do you remember book one? He started with the problem of the brain. Then your superficial vision that you only see the faces and jealousy. Jealousy is something that animal is born with and lives with, and it's good for them because animals compete, right? What else does the animal? They compete. Co-working. The co-working that I'm doing here with Rumi from 800 years ago. What is this? The animals, they don't have this. Here we say, the beauty is there, but the brothers, they don't see the beauty. Yes.
The eye of Moses regarded the staff as wood. The eye of the invisible beheld a serpent and panic. The eye of the head was in conflict with the eye of the heart. The eye of the heart prevailed and displayed the proof. The eye of Moses regarded his hand as a hand. To the eye of the invisible, it was a manifest light.
Why Moses here? Between all these stories, he goes to Moses. Why? Because Moses is the story of learning, not knowing, not having the capacity, nothing. He is following the little goat. He doesn't want to be anything. And he doesn't believe in himself. Do you remember? Here he will bring it up and say, look at him. He's looking at that stick. The other stick is reasoning and is the base of all human knowledge. But at the beginning for him, it's just a stick. He doesn't know that if he let go of this stick, suddenly that stick becomes a dragon. This is what it is. Even Moses doesn't see it, because there is always next step for understanding. Now we are in one of the most interesting moments of the history, because these changes are coming rapidly and everything is going to change. For the first time in human history, no one could dare to predict what will happen 20 years from now. No. Except the fools, yes. Okay, the silly one, they know everything. But now we understand that. We don't understand anything. There is so many different fields to understand. Because this is the path and it's moving. You should understand this movement, and there is some force behind it. Remember? Oh, I told you even the example of silly happening in scientific discoveries. If Louis Pasteur was somebody like me, you know what would happen? We didn't know what the microbe is yet. Yeah, because me, I work, I clean up, and I go away. He worked, he didn't clean up. For so many days, after the 11th day, he saw something in those stuff that he was throwing away. Started like that. It happened. Because somehow we see it in this path of growth. But there are a lot of people, they don't want to see it. So for them, everything is the same. Everything is the same. Everything is changing drastically. Yes?
This matter hath no limit and perfection. It seems like a fancy to everyone that is deprived.
Uh-huh. This is my point. This conversation has no ending. Because your logic is asking for some logical explanation here, and here is beyond the logic. There is no logical explanation. So to non-believers, this looks like nonsense. That's how it works. So, forget about the Moses and all those I explained. Realize that it's not understandable that way. Yes?
Since to him, the reality is the pudendum and the gullet, do not expound the mysteries of the beloved to him.
Uh-huh. There are two different human beings. The first one to us is the animal world. The second one is the human, okay? He says, for the first one, you cannot explain love, because they think about their stomach and underneath, sex and food, like any animal. So when we talk about love, they think that we are talking about real appetite for a good food or real appetite for sex. We are talking about something else, different, but how could we say it? Because that animal knows that temptations only. Love starts with what? Love starts with selflessness. The ego is the barrier of love. Ego should go away, then it opens. This is how it is.